1 Corinthians 16, from verse 5 to verse 12. I certainly couldn't pretend that there's major doctrine here. It's the closing remarks of this very important letter, but it's mainly concerned with Paul's plans and hopes and desires and wishes. But there are lessons here for us. Of course, much of this is just of local application for the time. But we can see how this man's mind worked, how his heart was working. We can see what drove him and what attitude he had to the believers and the work of God in his day. And therefore, there are lessons for us. What do I see here? Well, Paul is an apostle, so he writes with authority and apostolic command. That's beyond my passage, but verse 13 is very clear. Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, and so on. Be men of courage. These are apostolic commandments. We had that in the previous passage, verse 1 of chapter 16. Do what I told the Galatian churches to do. On the first day of each week and so on. You should. Each one of you should. But now we're in a different place. Verse 5. Paul is speaking not so much now with apostolic authority, but as a man. And as a man, he lets the Corinthians know his plans and purposes. I'm going through Macedonia. I intend to go through Macedonia. It is my purpose to go through Macedonia. I will be going through Macedonia. And then I will come to you. Now, that's the way we talk. I'm going this, I'm doing that, I'm going to that place and so on. But as James tells us, we're all in the hand of God. Psalm 31, my times are in thy hand, God's hand. And perhaps I'll stay with you, he says in verse 6. I might even spend the winter with you. Then you can help me on my journey. You can provide for me in the winter, and then when I travel on, wherever I go. You see, his plans are open-ended. I don't want to see you now and make only a passing visit. I hope to spend some time with you, if the Lord permits, though. And that's the other side of the coin here. I'm making my plans. I have my hopes, I have my intentions, I have my schemes laid out, I know what I would like, but all is subject to the Lord's will, if the Lord permits, if the Lord wills it, if it's the Lord's decree, if it's the Lord's purpose for me. But I want to stay here, and I intend to stay on at Ephesus. Why does he want to stay at Ephesus? He wants to stay at Ephesus because, as he says, a great door for effective work is open to me, and there are many who oppose me. The opposition actually stirs Paul to want to stay there. Is it because he sees an evidence of Satan's raising attack that God is blessing the work, and this door is open, and in God's providence this door is opened? It's clearly the Lord's will for me. A great door for effective work is opened for me, and I want to stay here, though there's much opposition, and indeed because there's much opposition. And I want to stay here until Pentecost. So you see these plans and purposes, these hopes, these ambitions, all subject to God's will. By the way, don't get thrown by his reference to Pentecost. As a Jew, naturally he would come back to the sort of calendar experiences and expressions that he would have known from his childhood. I use the same. I don't keep Christmas. I have strong views about Christmas. But if people talk to me about Christmas and say, I'll see you after Christmas, I know what they're talking about, and I might use the phrase myself. I will use the phrase myself, even though I don't keep or observe the time. Until Pentecost is just the way, his old Jewish way of speaking. When he's writing to Jews, he might use the term. Here it's just, I think, a natural use of the word. There's no observation of Pentecost, though. Nothing to do with the Jewish festivals and feasts. I'm sure of that. If Timothy comes, he says in verse 10, see that he has nothing to fear while he's with you. For he's carrying on the work of the Lord just as I am. No one then should refuse to accept him. Send him on his way in peace so that he may return to me. I'm expecting him along with the brothers, his other hopes and desires. He wants fellowship and he wants these people back, but he sent them out. He sent Timothy out to do some work for him. Verse 12, now about our brother Apollos. I strongly urged him to go with you, to go to you with the brothers. He wanted Apollos to go, but Apollos was quite unwilling. I take that to mean he didn't think it was right. He didn't agree, and so he wouldn't go. But there was no commandment about it. There was no pulling a rank. There was no status here. It was just the apostolic. It's Paul speaking as a man, not as an apostle. Speaking as a man and just desiring this. This is what he wished and hoped for. There's none of this rank pulling or hierarchy that we get so much of today and have had, well, now for 1500 years or more, 1800 years. There's much more equality here. So what do I see? Well, I've already mentioned, I've already said, Paul's plans and hopes and exhortations, but his subject of all things to the will of God. But what's driving this man? It comes over and over again, and you'll get it in verse. We'll get it again in verse 16. Verse 16, for example, though it's not in the passage, the people who join with me, who join in the work and labor at it, submit to such as these and to everyone who joins in the work and labors at it. What work and what labor is this? Well, we get it here, don't we? Verse 9. A great door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many who oppose me. Verse 10. Timothy is carrying on the work of the Lord, just as I am. Apollos, what's Apollos known for? Mighty in the scriptures, a preacher. So what is driving Paul? He's travelling through Macedonia, Ephesus, Athens, and these places. Lovely sights to see, and Roman buildings and so on. No, no, no. It's not the sights, it's not the buildings. It's the work of the Lord. If the Lord permits, I want to carry on with this work of the Lord. Timothy's about the work of the Lord. Apollos is. Stephanas and these other people, Fortunatus and Achaicus, they're all working at the work of the Lord. And that's how Christians are. Today, my brother and sister, you have your duties and works to do, your business to run, your career, your job, your home, whatever it is, your college course, whatever it might be, yes. But as believers, brother and sister, I speak to you. We're all priests of the Lord. We're all engaged in the work of the Lord. We're encouraging the work. We're supporting the work. We're praying for the workers. We're financially helping them. There's hospitality here, isn't there? I'll spend time there. Where's he going to spend it? In the street? No, he's going to spend it in their homes. Indeed, we should meet that again in verse 19. The church, the ecclesia that meets in their house. So there's hospitality. There's open doors. There's fellowship. There's opposition from the world, but these brothers and sisters are engaged in the spread, the proclamation, the argument for Christ, the gospel, the preaching of Christ, the proclaiming of Christ, the declaring of Christ, the uplifting of Christ to sinners. And this is what makes Paul and these men and women tick. And this is what Paul is writing about. So although there's a lot of small, if you like, incidentals here, of local application and temporary concern, there are abiding principles. Whatever I do, as George Herbert says, whatever we do, let us do it as unto the Lord. Whether we sweep a room, or whether we preach a sermon, whether we write a book, or publish a tract, or whether we speak in the open air, or bring up our children, may we do all things working for the Lord as unto God. And may we seek to do what we can to lift up Christ so that effective doors may be opened and effective work may be given to us. And that though we meet opposition, and indeed because we meet opposition, may we rejoice and go on and serve the Lord by preaching Christ in the power of His Spirit. May we subject all our plans and hopes and desires to the Lord's will. Our times are in His hand. Well, those are some of the principles I see here. our plans, all subject to God's will, but all centered up in working for the Lord. May it be so, brother and sister, even this day. Amen.